K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KD2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Very similar to yesterday. I seem to be pushing the limits on when I have to leave, but maybe just a bit better than yesterday as far as timelines, but doing okay. Yeah, I'm still back here in Alden. I haven't passed Ross yet, but yeah, doing okay. Things have been kind of busy. And the week's going by pretty fast. I know it's going to come to a screeching slowdown. Maybe not a halt. Hopefully not a halt. But, yeah, it's been a week. So I think it's probably going to swing the other way. Anyway, yeah. Not too much exciting. I spent the past 2 evenings organizing, going through some of my project bins and decluttering, and I'll probably do that like the next 2 days. So it's kind of cool going through all that. At the same time, I was trying to minimize noise and vibration from my printer and figuring out what I want to put under it. And I don't know, today or tomorrow I might stop at Home Depot to pick up a patio paver to make a makeshift isolation table. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm working on. How are things going with you?
Things are pretty good. Last night I was down at Blaisdell and hung out there for a little while with Jose Jaramos, and then came home, got something to eat, and then I sat down to watch the Yankees and the Red Sox play, and then switched it over to the Sabres and the Bruins, and Yankees won, Sabres lost, so, yeah, other than that, but that's what I did in the evening, just kind of watch TV.
So how far are we into the Sabres season? Because I think there were a handful of people that were talking about wanting to get out to the game last night.
The Sabres are in the playoffs. As some people call it the second season or the true season. So, yeah, they're in the playoffs. This was game two of a 7-game set.
That would explain why people were interested in getting out to see it. I mean, it's a local team. They'd be interested in it any time they play, but it goes to show how much I pay attention to it.
We all have different interests. Your interest in ham radio is far exceeds mine, your 3D printing, didn't you have a laser machine, a laser, doing something with lasers, cutting wood and stuff, you've got a lot of other interests, and that's perfectly fine.
A little bit each of those. In fact, I was thinking about relocating the laser engraver yesterday. But let me see if I can resolve the dampening, or the vibration issue with dampening, by putting a big piece of foam underneath a patio paver and putting the printer on that and see if that helps a little bit. Just because we're in the apartment and I don't want the floors vibrating and, having that sound resonating through, that should help a little bit. Yeah, all very true. So they lost. That's unfortunate. It's not a lose one and you're out. Is it a best of the group?
Yeah, this is the best of 7. They won Sunday night. They lost last night. Now they'll go to Boston for 2 games and then back to Buffalo for a game. So hopefully Buffalo can turn it around and win the next 3 games, and then they'll move on.
Now, are they playing the same team multiple times, or are they playing a variety of different teams? It has me thinking about the Super Bowl, if it was a best 2 out of three kind of thing. You know, best four out of seven, or, you know, with the same two teams head-to-head, would we get the same outcome that we've seen over the years?
Yeah, football is one and done. Baseball, hockey, and basketball all play, when they get to the playoffs, they play series. So this is a best of seven for the Sabres and the Bruins. So hopefully, like I said, the Sabres dominated Sunday night, even though that they came late in the game to score any goals. Last night, it seemed like Boston was the better team.
Hopefully, they continue to play like they were playing the other day, or at least end up with final scores as they did the other day, and continue to prevail for a while, and do good for the local economy. Let's see, what else? Your audio sounds a lot better today. I'm not hearing that clipping, that over-deviation. I know Ross was playing around with some of the levels yesterday. And I don't know if he did it. I guess he can explain it to us when he gets on, but it definitely sounds better in that respect. I did have to turn the volume up a little bit, I think, but all in all, it sounds pretty good.
Oh, that's good. I'm holding the mic further from my mouth and more at an angle, so I'm not talking directly on it, definitely over it. So I'm trying to maintain that distance.
So I'm curious, then, as a test, where were you holding it the other day? Can you recreate that?
Definitely I can recreate that. This is about how I was holding it.
Okay, so actually, that sounded pretty good, all things considered. At least on my end, that sounded pretty good. Definitely loud. You were there, but you were not clipping. You were not over deviating. So that was pretty good.
Okay, I'll try something a little bit like in the middle, and we'll see if I can't make this a habit.
Anywhere in there, at least from my end, you'd be fine. No issues at all. So I think Ross nailed it, and fixed that issue. That's cool. Did Ross? Did you make it in here yet? KG2PCB.
I am in here. Good morning, all. KG2PET. Brad sounds terrific, and you sound terrific.
So what about when I come back in from RF? Does this still sound okay?
Yep, you sound off. Yeah, you sound crystal clear. Perfect audio.
I'll switch back to the All-Star connection here anyway, because it's a little clearer on my end.
Well, I'll leave things alone for a while. It seems like everybody's happy, so that's my goal.
It's almost like we didn't even have to have Brad back off your adjustment there. Made it so that he sounds good anywhere he's got the microphone.
Well, that's the funny thing. I wonder if that those resistors and the cap I put in there, what if that that calms some of the noise out. That might help, too.
If anything, I think we learned that the about the mic gain on that Predibus radio is pretty strong.
Yeah, well, me and Brad had this conversation. It's like, all radios are not clear. Well, we did, too. All radios are not created equally.
I wonder if it has an auto gain control that, you know, drives it up to the theoretical peak.
Well, we have not looked into All-Star. I don't know if All-Star has something like that built in. That would be nice. I haven't heard of anybody playing with that. With all the audio issues on the East Coast, nobody has said, oh, yeah, here's this auto gain, you know, feature that we can use to keep everybody's levels the same. I have not heard that on there, but maybe in the next release of All-Star, they might put something like that in there, and that might fix all the audio level issues, hopefully.
It wouldn't mind just hearing a way to filter out the Kerchunks. That would be nice.
The original one I had, that one was, that's the one I had the hot issue. I have to put the same resistor capacitor network in that one, and it might clear it up. Funny, when you look in the mod page for the CM108, they really don't tell you to do anything, just, you know, put the resistor in one spot, which I don't need it. I am using the, using a transistor in place of that. But, yeah, okay, I will, leave everything be. We'll let it play for a while. I just have one issue. My, can't access my Supermon. I don't know why, but, I can figure that out later.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to port forwarding then. That sounds, you're not able to access it through the web. Can you access it at home?
Yes, I can access it through home. No problem. The only thing I did, I changed the IP. Took the original one that was working, I had no issues with that one. I just changed IP for that one. And all the settings are left the same, so I thought I should just take off and work, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
I wonder if the port forwarding is tied to the MAC address, and even if you change the IP, you're not changing the... Did you change the IP on the Pi so it would be the same as the previous one? Is that what you did?
No, the IP is different. I was having them crash together because they're on the same network, so the IP is different, but you may be onto something with the MAC address. Maybe I just have to erase that port forwarding in the router and make a new one up.
I don't think in the list, in the table, you can have two. So if you left the old one in there with the other IP address, you may have to remove that. Let me think. Is that true? Yeah, that might be true.
All right, well, that's no big deal. I can fix that. Audio is more my, I'm more anxious to get the audio going, but sounds like it's working good now, so I'm going to leave that part alone. All I have to do is, I have an Ethernet cable that's kind of, it throws a big loop out into one room, because I moved this all downstairs, so, because this was in, I remember you telling me this was in Evelyn's room, playroom, and I want to get it out of there, so it's out now, and that's, this whole stuff is now downstairs. I just have to run an Ethernet line, and once I get the run going, I'm not touching this thing for a while. Should be good.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, sounds good from here, and everything seems to be playing well. Quick port forwarding fix, and you'll be off and running in time to make a backup. All right, it's K2PCB. Over to you, Brett.
You guys definitely had an interesting conversation. I was totally lost in what you guys were talking about, but that's okay. I was doing some searching on Echolink to find Ross's node, and it took me a while. Usually I just go find station or location, and it comes up, but it took a while today. It says something about Ross being... off?
Well, that's good thing you said that, Brad. I didn't even set up Echolink on this one. That's something I have to do. Yeah, okay. Two things I have to do. Port forwarding and set up Echolink. Yeah, that's no big deal either. So, good thing you said something, Brad. Well, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Ross. It was weird. It didn't come up. I ended up having to go into recent QSOs and, there it is, but it says off, and I was like, I didn't know it was off. Because I did have a question for you about that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of settings in the All-Star program. You got to go into Echolink settings. You got to set your password, all that stuff up. I didn't do that yet, so that'll be the next thing on my list. So I'll throw it over to Travis. Travis probably got some info for you.
Actually, I'm just going to sign here because I've got 644, so I'll say K2PCB. But I'll listen up because I'm curious as to Brad's question, and then I'll let you guys continue on your discussion about it, and maybe I'll have to catch up with you later to hear what the outcome was. But this is K2PCB. I'm going to run. 73s, guys. Good morning.
73s, Travis. I'll see you in there. Go ahead with your question, Brad.
So yesterday, after we finished, I turned it over to another channel, and I was listening to the Morning Brew, and I was going to try and use my computer to hook to a station, or, you know, like you have, to listen to the Morning Brew through the computer, you know, through another link. And I couldn't figure out how to do that.
So if you go into conferences on the EchoLink page, you should look for ECR. I think it's 9050. If you look into conferences, it should show up in there, ECR. And then that'll get you the Morning Brew.
Oh, conferences. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, all the links are like personal notes, like mine, Travis's. I think Jeff has his now. And then the conferences are like big, I guess they're like big notes to connect to. It's a spot where everybody can connect to. You know, like ECR has their like own hub. On All-Star, EchoLink is conferences. So they're spots for everybody to connect to. So I think that's what the conferences are meant to be.
Okay. I did find under Node Types conferences. So I'm going to scroll through and see if I can't find ESR.
Yeah, it should be in that list. I think they're in alphabetical order. So look for EE.
Yep, I found it. East Coast Reflector 9050. And okay, then this morning I might be able to listen to the East Coast Reflector through the computer for a change, just to see how it. But, you know, see how it works.
Yep, that should be the one that you want. Also, there's an app. You can get the app on your phone. I'll let you take baby steps, but you can get an app on your phone, too. So listen, if you're on your walks in the morning, you can listen to them on your phone.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. I should be able to just download it, right? And will I have to submit another copy of my license?
Nope. Once you're in the EchoLink, you should be fine. You just have to go to the Play Store and get the app and download it. I think you have to put your EchoLink number in. You need your EchoLink number. I think your password. And I think after that, but you don't have to submit anything else to EchoLink. They should have that all set.
My EchoLink number. I'm trying to find that.
It's been a while since I did it, but I think you gotta go into their, you have to log in. If you have a password, log in for their website, and then I think you can get all that information from there.
Okay, because I've got EchoLink open, I just haven't connected to anything. Yeah, I'll find out, and I'll get that downloaded, so when I'm at other places, I can, quote, log in. Or listen to other stations.
Yeah, when I was in Florida, I just listened to you guys once. I was up, but I didn't want to wake anybody up, so I didn't talk. I just kind of listened. It is kind of handy when you're out of town. You know, just zap in or listen to something. You can definitely do that on the phone. But just go to your conferences. You should be able to, as soon as you're done with me, probably, listen to ECR. They jump on it probably a few minutes after anyway.
Yeah, after you and I chit-chat, or I guess the technical term, the ham term is red chew, I do move the radio to a station that does carry it. And I couldn't find their station in EchoLink, so I guess it's not EchoLink, but I was able to find... I think I was able to find that station in All-Star. Now, if I want to go to All-Star, I have to create an account there too, correct?
Yep, correct. You got to go in, I think it's new users, you can go in and then you got to submit your call sign to them. and they will look you up on TRZ, and then they'll give you a note number and email you all the information you need. And yeah, it won't be a bad idea to get that going, because if you ever get your own node, you definitely even need that login and that information to get it to work.
Okay. That'll give me something to do in the next couple of days.
And then once you get that, you'll be on your way. Then you'll be able to talk about nodes like me and Travis do. We'll have to walk you through how to set up a node. I think you can handle it. It's just there is a lot to it. So get it going.
It's kind of like programming, right? You got to set the right, I call them switches.
Well, there's two aspects of it. LCF programming, setting up the node, tons of settings that you go through to get everything tuned up. I'm still doing that too. I'm doing audio levels, so just to get everybody happy. And then there's the actual hardware interface where you make up a sound pop. That's a USB, pretty much just a sound card, a USB sound card. You got to modify that. You got to get all the vol lines that you need to control the radio off of that. And audio, all the good stuff that you need hardware-wise, and then the radio to get that going. There's quite a bit to it, but you know what? You take it as a learning experience, and you'll be that much better once you get it all completed, and then you get that satisfaction of getting something up and running.
Oh, yes, definitely. That satisfaction is really cool. It's like when I built the 2-meter antenna, and we checked the SWR, and it was 1.5 to 1. I'm like, wow, this is cool. That's what drove me to start building the 70-centimeter. And then that's when I ran into issues, and so now I'm back to planning to build another one. I took the other one out completely apart, put it in a bag, put it in a container, and said, okay, we'll come back to this later. So another design I found, I'm going to go back and check their math using the book that you gave me.
No, there's something that you did that I haven't done. I haven't never built a Yagi antenna. I made a J-pole, and it did work. I might have something a little off or something. It didn't work as good as your standard vertical antenna. I was getting better results with that than the J-pole. So that's cool that you're making Yagis. That's something I haven't done. So maybe I might make one someday.
Yeah, it was fun. And the neat thing about it was I had most of the material already here at the house. I just had to buy a couple of those four-way PVC connectors. But other than that, I had everything at the house. And the clamps. I had to buy some clamps. Which I didn't really need to. I could have just used some self-tapping screws that I probably have around the house. So that was the neat part, is using stuff that I already had.
Yeah, that's what the J-pole was. I used pretty much all. I had a, I think it was like a 10-foot section water pipe, and obviously I butchered it and chopped it all up into pieces I needed. And like I said, it did work, but I didn't get good results with it. The SWR wasn't the greatest either. But that's him saying. I used the stuff in my garage and made it up and went from there. All right, Brad. That's 8:33. I'll talk to you Friday. That's what we do. This is KD2GQ. KD2PT. 73 is, get your questions ready for Travis, because it'll probably be just you and him tomorrow. I won't be on until Friday. So, have a good morning. I'll talk to you Friday.
73 is Ross.